New Country Z100 Cam, and that is Burning House. Good morning, Kent and the Country Morning Show with you today at 641. Hey, we're looking for a chance of rain showers, a line moving through, and then temperatures going down to about 33 tonight, 58 for the high today, and then tomorrow, sunshine, 44. All right, sunshine. Well, hey, you know by now there's a new Star Wars movie coming out, and I am beyond excited. Last night I did officially change my profile picture to the one with the lightsaber. Yeah, I went in on it. You know, go ahead, laugh it up. I am a Star Wars fanatic. A fanatic. I love everything about the movies. I think it's awesome because they're kind of a timeless classic thing. And with Episode 7 coming out, it's just going to be awesome. A blogger out on the internet has already previewed the film. Now, this is, I'm not going to spoil the film. He didn't spoil the film in his article, but he gave some really great tips that I want to pass along to you, especially if you're taking kids and especially if you have a small bladder. All right, because you know what I do? If I am going to do a movie, that's a big deal at the movie theater. First off, we sneak in candy. All right, we'll go to the Dollar Tree. We'll go ahead, we'll pack it up. We'll like load that purse down. So that's the way it is because we're living on a budget. But we have to, you have to have, if you don't do the movie, you need that big old tub of popcorn. You need the 56 ounce soda. And what happens is you drink that soda and then about 45 minutes later, you're like, I gotta pee. And so here's the deal. For the bathroom break in this movie, he is saying that it moves pretty fast. But if you got kids that have got to go, or parent you yourself, there's not a lot of great times to do it. It's over 2 hours long. So he's saying about halfway through, right after a scene where Rey finds something really important, he says in parentheses, you'll know when it happens. He's not going to risk any spoilers. About halfway through, there's a scene where Rey finds something really important. You'll know what it is. Then you can go because it drags on for just a little bit right there. Pretty interesting article. And I'm going to link up to it here on our Facebook and get something up on the web. They also say this, and do they need to watch episodes 1 through 6 before they go for episode 7, The Force Awakens? And he says episodes 1 through 3, absolutely not. Don't waste your time on it. Now, my wife is going to go see it. She's never seen really any of them, but we're going. We're going this weekend to see it. They highly recommend watching episodes 4 through 6, and that might be doable between now and the time that you have your tickets. There's a lot of references to things that will make a lot more sense if you remember the original trilogy, the way it all went down, 4, 5, and 6, okay? So there's a couple other things, and you can check that out on our Facebook here coming up in just a bit, and also at Z100FM.com. Give me about 10 minutes. I'm running slow today. All right, caffeine's flowing, but very excited. This weekend it is on with Star Wars Episode 7. Chris Jansen right now. Good morning.